From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Pine Bluff, Arkansas, the Army has started to incinerate nearly 4,000 tons of chemical weapons. Some of them have been in storage there for more than 50 years. Plans to incinerate chemical weapons have been met with protests and lawsuits in other communities. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, that hasn't been the case in Pine Bluff.
One reason that most of the 60,000 people who live here in Pine Bluff don't seem to mind the incinerator is because they're used to living close to a chemical weapons stockpile. Pine Bluff is about 30 miles south of Little Rock. Chemical weapons have been stored here since 1942. And there are a lot of them. Arsenal spokesperson Rainey Wright says they represent 12% of the U.S. stockpile, all now slated to be destroyed under the Chemical Weapons Treaty ratified by the U.S. in 1997.
The inventory consists of GB or sarin filled M55 rockets, and GB is a nerve agent. We have VX, which is also a nerve agent, filled M55 rockets and landmines. And then we have HD and HT or mustard, which is a blistered agent. Those are in ton or bulk containers.
At the arsenal, amid the pine trees overlooking the Arkansas River, the Army spent $650 million to build a huge incinerator complex that covers 26 acres. This month, more than 5 years after construction began, the first chemical weapons were destroyed here. M55 rockets, each 6.5 feet long, containing 10 pounds of GB or VX nerve agent. Visitors aren't allowed on site, but in a shopping center just a few miles away, the Army's Chemical Materials Agency has set up a community outreach office. Kelly Dancer uses pictures and scale models of the incinerator plant to show visitors how a rocket filled with deadly nerve agent is safely destroyed in what she calls the explosion containment room.
There the walls are 28 inches thick with steel reinforced concrete. That is the room which they will drain the agent out of the rocket. And then they'll chop the rocket up into pieces. The liquid goes to the liquid incinerator, and the pieces go into the deactivation furnace.
Pine Bluff is one of 9 chemical weapons depots and the 6th to begin destroying weapons. At some other sites in Indiana, Colorado, and Kentucky, there has been significant community opposition to incineration, the Army's preferred method of destroying the weapons. In some cases, the Army has been forced to use another method to destroy the weapons, chemical neutralization. But in Pine Bluff, the decision to incinerate the weapons has not been controversial. Joe Stewart lives close to the incinerator in the nearby town of Whitehall. Wind chimes rattle in his carport just a half mile as the crow flies from the arsenal's front gate. Stewart worked at the Pine Bluff Arsenal for 22 years before retiring in 1970. Since then, he says he's often thought about moving.
I retired here near the Pine Bluff Arsenal thinking it was a very safe place, having the Army here, but I no longer believe that. With the burning of the chemical weapons.
Stewart is a member of the Chemical Weapons Working Group, an organization that spearheaded the drive to stop incineration at other sites. But here in Arkansas, the drive never really got off the ground, and Stewart says even his once fierce opposition to incineration has mellowed. Greg Mayhall with the Army's Chemical Materials Agency believes one reason is because of the program's record. He claims that after more than a decade of destroying chemical weapons across the country, there have been no major incidents.
It's an industrial operation, but recent studies have shown that our plants are as safe as a library or a doctor's office, so we're very proud of that. And I'd kind of like to believe that our continued very good operating record is attributed in what we're seeing in the public now.
Here in Pine Bluff, many are less concerned about the chemical weapons being destroyed in their stockpile than they are about chemical weapons now stockpiled in Pueblo, Colorado, and Richmond, Kentucky. The Defense Department recently put disposal plans at those two depots on hold while studying the feasibility of transporting the stockpiles to other facilities like this one. There's now a law forbidding the Army from transporting chemical weapons from one facility to another for disposal. But Pine Bluff Mayor Carl Reedus worries that law may be changed.
We are, as a community, happy to see the incineration start. You know, and we know that it's about a 5 to 7 year time period, so once it's complete, hopefully there won't be any more that's coming in. So that is probably a concern equally as much as what's taking place today.
The future of the Pine Bluff Arsenal is another concern. The Army employs more than 1,300 people here. Most make conventional weapons, such as shells and large caliber ammunition. 1,000 more work in other non-military jobs. That makes the facility one of the top employers in the area. With another round of base closing slated for later this year, Ritas and others in Pine Bluff worry a little about the chemical agents being destroyed here, but they also worry maybe more about what happens when all the chemical weapons are gone. Greg Allen, NPR News.